This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Mike, is fine Raheem Morris right now the first thing that should happen? Because that's what a lot of fans want to happen. They think that is what is going to happen. But is it the best thing right now for this team?
Well, who's going to take over? I mean, and that's the only thing keeping me from kind of joining that chorus, Carl, is Jeff Ulbrich comes in and he's got to run the show. He's doing a better job with our defense. Now, granted, I don't think when you give up 448 yards passing to Bryce Young coming off a 240-yard day to Jonathan Taylor makes you like, you know, oh, he's really killing it on his defensive coordinator. But unless one of your lesser-known assistants was going to take over, I mean, I don't know where to go with this. Now, I know that you saw this coach, I think, make a scapegoat out of Ike Hilliard. After we lost 30-0, fired the special teams, our wide receivers coach, who was part of the passing game, that was part of his job description. You know, well, a lot of folks and the fans would say Arthur Blank's got to send a signal to the fan base that this is not acceptable. Losing five games in a row, falling down to 2% chance of making the playoffs is not acceptable. And the fans want a sign from ownership that, something's going to change. But if it hadn't happened by now, guys, it's not happening. It would have been announced late last night or early this morning. So Raheem Morris, we'll talk to him on Wednesday, and he'll give us more of, I guess, what he's been saying, which is simply getting back to work and focusing on the issues, yada, yada. But, yeah, fans want to change. Fans want a sign that something's happening here, but you're not going to get it.
Okay.
At least I don't think. You think we're going to get anything?
Not right now, no. And I'm not saying that because I don't think that's part of the solution. I'm saying it because I think – as we've gotten to this point in the season, a lot of times owners are just, look, even if they're working behind the scenes to potentially secure some particular coach, Mike, it doesn't mean that the current guy is not already fired. So I don't know if that's the situation. What I will say is if you do it publicly right now, to your point, what good is that? The interest level is where it is right now. You know, the word that keeps popping up for me is apathetic. Right. That's where we are as a fan base right now, and it's a shame. And for those who don't get it, there's no interest, there's no feeling, there's no enthusiasm about this team right now. So when you get that, and then on top of that, you fire the coach, it just doesn't help whatsoever from the organizational standpoint. But I do think that as you move forward, you should be talking to people, and they probably will behind the scenes, Mike, and you should be trying to figure out who's going to be running this franchise, whether it is Terry Fontenot or someone else. As I said, look, if you really want to make monumental change, you go bring back Les Snead, let him run this franchise, and more importantly, let him bring in who the next coach is going to be, and truly be hands-off. And what I mean by that is the people who have been involved in the decisions over the last, I don't know, Mike, 10, 12, 15, 20 years, those folks have to be out of the decision-making process.
Remember, guys, the Rich McKay thing, his name was brought up. I know the Falcons tried to poo-poo it because they realized that Rich really sort of became toxic and is kind of tied to the ineptitude of the last, 8 years now. So they've tried to shelve him. Oh, he's with the soccer team. Well, he was over there in Berlin. I saw him on the field. He's still there. And Rich was just as late as a few years ago, the arbiter, if it was between the coach, Arthur Smith, and Terry Fontenot over a pick. Remember that? We had that conversation.
Correct.
That was on record. You can look it up. So to me, as a fan, I got to have Rich McKay completely out of this process. But I just don't think I don't think Arthur Blank can move ahead as an NFL owner without Rich McKay in his life as a sounding board. Just not going to happen. So that means Rich will have some input. I don't understand. Look, now, yes, you could argue Rich is a great resource, but when you don't do anything for 8 years, you've lost your fastball as the guy giving input to the owner to how you should be running your football team and who should be coaching it. So that's where I stand. I think, as you said, the feeling of futility. That's the word that I'm talking to a lot of Falcon fans walking out of the stadium. By the way, I was going to save this for Guy Talk next segment, but I've never had an easier drive into Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I can't lie to you.
Yeah,
I had some neighbors, my buddy Rob and his son Graham, and they had tickets for the game. They got on StubHub, pretty good seats, in the 100 section for only like $120.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because it was cheap. Right? So I went Hub Lane to Baker Street, Baker Street to Centennial Olympic. Boom. I was in CNN deck in 5 minutes. That never happens. So, I mean, it's just, and the crowd, if you saw it on television, it wasn't late arriving. It was a non-arriving crowd. The crowd is showing their displeasure.
And rightfully
and Arthur,
so.
And, Arthur's,
and rightfully
and
so.
And Arthur, look, Arthur knows he's got, there's no way he doesn't know. But how is he going to fix it this time, right? How do you turn it around this time? How do we get to a Super Bowl before this man passes away? Heaven forbid, because look, he wants to win. He just doesn't know how to win, Carl.
All right, so let's talk to Arthur Smith for a second, or Arthur Blank for a second, if we can. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. If Mr. Blank was sitting here with us, the first thing I would ask him is, how are you going to build faith back in fans? What are you specifically going to do? Because everybody just thinks hiring a coach, Mike, is going to be how you do that. No, that takes time, and that's winning, and that becomes a process. What are you as the owner going to do? And the reason why I say that, Mike, is some people have suggested, all right, with the way things have been so bad for our team, for this fan base, cut ticket prices. Do something dramatic to get people maybe more interested in the fact of, hey, I want to win you back. I want to make sure that you guys are in tune to what we're doing. I don't know if that's even possible with where we are in the NFL, but that's what I would ask him. What are you going to do to build faith back into the fans, Mike? Because that's a big part of this. And guys, and look, some of you, it's still 50-50, and I'm going to throw this name out, but we know it's not going to happen. But the whole Belichick thing, everybody was not sold on that to begin with. And here was a guy coming in with 6 Super Bowls, right? So it's not just the hiring of the coach. Sometimes the ownership has to do something else to extend a hand, Mike, to the fan base and say, hey, I understand what's going on, and I realize it. Here's what I'm going to do to try to build more faith into the fan base to tell you guys, hey, we're going to get back on the right track. And right. I don't know if that's in their mindset or not. Or maybe he's thought about it, but I just don't know if his hands are tied from the NFL standpoint.
Well, I mean, how did we get to this coach? How did we get to Raheem Morris? Now, I was of the impression that, you know, and they cast a wide net. They talked to everybody from, you know, Vrabel, you know, and Aaron Glenn to more guys that would have been, you know, first-time head coaches. You know, we talked about, you know, Jim Harbaugh at least had an interview. Now, is that you make us feel like it was window dressing? Like they were never intent on bringing Harbaugh
well,
in.
Well, look, I just feel like when we go through these coaching changes, first of all, think about how secretive it is, right? There's never an announcement that such and such is in town and we're going to spend 2 days with him. He's going to Mr. Blank's boat.
Right.
It's always, we've spoken with X. And when you say that, and from people that I talk to around the league, Mike, a lot of times that simply means you're on a Zoom call. Hey, we love what you're doing. Wherever you are, you're on the list. We'll be in contact. Right. Guess what you've done? You've spoken with
him.
You've
spoken. Technically, you've by the definition, you've spoken to him. Now, I went back and I looked at it, guys. I want to be accurate on this. They did have a second interview with Mike McDonald, who's now coaching Seattle. They did request a second interview with him. So he did get through the process. He even advanced, Carl, to the quarterfinals, if you will.
Yes.
You know. And then, of course, you know, I was of the impression that if you brought Belichick in addition to – I didn't want him. I thought the third act was a no-go for me. I thought he – unfortunately, all great coaches, at some point, they lose their fastball, and I thought Bill has lost his. And I didn't want his son as a defensive coordinator and all that entailed. You know, there was just too many bad things that happened down the stretch those last few years in New England, regardless of the resume. But the guy I wanted was Harbaugh. They interviewed Harbaugh. I got as far as it went. Everyone of the time, go back and I'm reading some of the articles. The impression is he had his sights set on Los Angeles. He liked the quarterback with the Chargers, you know, and everything else there. So, okay, the only way you could have done that is to throw more money at him if he had made that impression on you. But either way, do you feel that they would have been gun shy about a first-year head coach after the lack of success with Arthur Smith, and that's why McDonald didn't get the job?
Well, I think they had to sell to us that they were getting an experienced coach, which Raheem is, technically. He is an experienced coach who has, you know, years of NFL experience. And we've said this, he is a Super Bowl winning coordinator, for what it's worth. All that stuff matters when you're talking about selling us on a guy who, Mike, may be able to come in here and has done this. The problem is he hadn't done it. He hadn't done it as a head coach. He did it a little while in Tampa, but we all know, and we've said this, and he's even admitted it. You know, he was so young when he took that job, he wasn't going to turn it down. But at the end of the day, you know, it wasn't all his fault that that went awry. It was basically the ownership turning the page and saying, we're not paying all these dudes. And more importantly, you know, you destroy the team from internally. I just feel like that was a selling point. And I that's what I'm talking about. When I asked Mr. Blank, what are you doing to build faith back into the fan base? It's got to be more than we're hiring an experienced coach, because we've been there,
right,
done that.
Now, again, I just felt they were a little gun shy about the first year. That was my two cents worth. And I felt that Rich McKay might have been the overriding force on getting Raheem Morris the job. I said it at the time. I didn't think it was a compelling hire. I wanted Harbaugh. We already discussed the coaches that came through here. But here's where you are. Raheem did not put together a good staff. He had to move on from his defensive coordinator.
Well, that's the bigger
through
point.
The first season. And that's the problem.
That's the
so what
point.
Did he learn? Everybody and their uncle, we talked about this a few weeks ago, was lobbying for Raheem to get this job. From the Tony Dungys and Mike Tomlins and, you know, John Gruden's of the world, said this guy deserves another shot. So what did you do with your big shot? What have you done with it? You know, look, I understand the Kirk Cousins scenario last year was a curveball for almost any veteran coach. You were not going to throw to the rookie because you felt the veteran still gave you the best chance, even though everyone knew he couldn't do it. So, guy just hit me up on the text line. All right, Michael, who'd be your new general manager? I got two names for you, and it's kind of funny. I'd hire a Ferrari. John Ferrari is assistant general manager Howie Roseman with the Eagles. If you want to go the route of a Thomas Dimitroff, the whiz kid for that team, he's in his 30s, is Alex Hallaby. He's also the other assistant general manager. I would steal somebody from the Eagles if I was going to move on from our general manager. And that's how I would build it. I would if there's a business model to take, it's the Eagles. That's the guy I would get. And I would get ahead of the posse and the other guys out there. And that's why I think fans expect some demonstrative action and firing people. So you do make it apparent, Carl, that you are in the arena looking for that next guy to turn.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Turn this thing around.
I'll say this. I don't not love everything you're saying, but Joe Douglas was with the Eagles, and he went to a horrible organization with the Jets and failed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I'm just saying, guys, guys always ask me, well, where do you find somebody? I think you go to the most successful, and it's a crapshoot. I agree. No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.